Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Yo, my dudes, you on the right episode? I'm about to drop some sick spoilers for last week, so check your feeds, okay? Okay, me and Magic Guy did some dreamwalking, which was way more aggressive than it needed to be. Brad and I slayed a dude on a horse, which, cool, but also not cool. And it turns out that Brad is kind of a dick, because every time I touch him, he shows me sad stuff. And I hate sad stuff, man. So I went to find my friend Izzy, who's so good at not sad stuff. And also weed. And we're gonna, go on a quest. And I think Magic Guy is, fine, right?
Oh, he's not. He's contemplating murder, actually. No, seriously, he's gonna plan and everything. If you're looking for a real catch-up, here's what happened previously on The Sword and the Stoner.
Where the fuck is Brad?
Hey, calm down. We'll find it.
It was probably just a stick or something anyways, now that we're sober we can...
It wasn't a stick, Gwen. It was a real, real fucking sword, and it's important. Okay. Something's coming, and I need it to save us.
I wasn't talking about the law library. I meant the, regular library. They have a whole section on folklore and legends, actually, and I was thinking, we could do some research, try to find something on what we saw in the woods. There's gotta be something there when we...
Seriously, Arthur said that we hallucinated the whole thing.
What you need is a quest.
I don't think video games are gonna solve this one, Iz.
No, you need a vision quest.
What is that?
I'm so glad you asked.
Tandon Productions presents The Sword and the Stoner. Episode 4, Vision Quest.
Oh, you ever gonna move out of here?
You do realize my room is bigger than Gwen's whole apartment, right?
Aren't you ever nervous that you're going to sleepwalk into the pool and drown?
Now I am. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's run through the rules of the quest.
There are rules?
For a vision quest?
Yeah, dude.
It's full of illicit drugs. You think you're just gonna go ham on that shit with no boundaries?
Okay. Lay them on me.
All right, now, rule number one, if you're gonna puke, I wanna watch.
Why?
For research. Rule number two, we go where the quest takes us. No questions asked.
How will we know where the quest wants us to go?
That's a question, and you've asked it. Statements only.
Well, follow our, quest by, going where... our hearts tell us to.
Incorrect. We will follow the quest and the quest alone by any means necessary.
Okay. Are those all the rules?
They're the ones I am willing to divulge at this time, but as quest leader, I do reserve the right to add or subtract from these rules at any given time. Let's get started.
What is all this stuff?
Your new god.
Oh, God, your face. You're so fucking easy, dude.
They're emergency supplies.
Do vision quests often end in emergencies?
Sometimes the emergency is in the middle somewhere. Gatorade. 3 types of chips, you're welcome. Cheap sunglasses.
Why is there rope?
You can't predict where a vision quest might lead.
And the gloves? Duct tape? Where did you get all this stuff?
My backpack.
No, I mean, you know what? Never mind.
This isn't going to work.
What? Why not?
You're not open to the quest. You've gotta, open your heart and soul to it if you really want it.
my heart and soul are open is...
Nah, dude. I can feel your energy, and it is decidedly closed. There's no point in it if you're not going to try and let the quest guide you. Otherwise, it's not a quest.
What is it, then?
Getting high with no plan.
That's, kind of my brand.
No way to grow, bro. Gotta open up. Right here. Have a spiritual experience with me. With yourself.
Okay. Okay, fine. I'm down.
You're open.
I'm open.
All right, that's my dude. Okay. Let's start with the Rice Krispie Treats.
Need help finding something?
No.
Okay, let me know if you do.
Wait! Yes!
Okay. What can I help you find?
I'm not sure.
Do you have a paper due or something?
Kind of.
Right.
Okay, it's not for a paper, exactly. Just, I'm trying to do some research, which is usually totally my thing. I'm a law student, which is not me bragging. I just mean I'm good at book stuff, which usually there's somewhere to start. And this is like ye old English, which is like not my thing. And this is totally not helping. Sorry. I'll just, yeah. I could figure it out. Thank you.
What was your name?
Kay?
Kay. I'm Lance. And lucky for you, this job means I deal with freshmen who have never researched something outside of Wikipedia. You sound like you have something we can start with.
Yes. Kind of. There's a sword?
A sword? Okay. I can work with the sword. Let's start with the classics.
Classics? Like Shakespeare? It's not... I don't think it's like a fictional sword.
You don't think?
It's complicated.
You don't do a lot of research, do you?
Not for stuff like this. Case law? Very obscure parts of the American justice system? Yeah, all of the above. I'm your guy. But ancient weapons? Not so much.
Sorry. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I just haven't seen anyone this stressed out outside of finals week. Will you please let me help you?
Yeah. Yes. Please.
Okay. Let's grab a seat.
You've got a really soothing voice.
Thank you. I practice in the mirror a lot. Okay, let's start out simple. You said there was a sword involved?
Yeah.
Are we talking family heirloom or mythical kind of sword?
Definitely a real life sword.
Cool. What's it look like?
Oh, it's, long, pointy, real metal, and, sharp.
Right, so yeah. It's definitely a sword. What about anything distinguishing? Maybe some engravings on the hilt or even the blade itself?
Yeah. Sure. The bottom of the handle, the hilt, I mean, was round. And I think it probably was gold before it was covered in dirt. Oh, and there was some writing on it.
On the blade?
On the hilt. And right at the top of the blade, I think.
What did it say?
I'm not... Sure. It wasn't in English.
Could you tell what language it was?
It wasn't anything familiar, and I speak five languages. Again, not bragging, just saying it. It didn't look familiar, but it did look ancient, almost.
Okay. Ancient sword, round edge to the hilt, maybe gold once with a forgotten language inscribed on it.
Yeah. Could you find it with that?
I'm a librarian, not a magician.
Oh, right. All right. Well, that's cool. I'll head out. Maybe Google it again.
Okay. Yes. Hang on. I didn't say we couldn't try.
Okay.
Do you have anything else we could go on? Maybe where it might have been found, or who might have owned it, or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, it's gonna sound stupid, but anything on a sword literally in a stone.
Like a rock?
No, like a huge boulder, wedged, you know, right in the center, with a creepy inscription on it.
That will definitely narrow it down.
Is?
Don't speak.
But?
Is the quest telling you to speak?
Yeah.
Then speak.
Should I be feeling anything?
You should feel what the quest wants you to feel.
No, I mean, shouldn't we be high by now? We've been sitting here for nearly an hour.
Maybe you're not accepting the quest?
What are you talking about?
Why do you want to go on this quest, Arthur?
I told you, I had a very stressful weekend.
No, not what happened to you. What do you want to unlock?
Look, if this is going to be some sort of deep existential self-exploration, that's absolutely not what I came to you for. Come on, Iz. I'm not even high enough for a heartfelt confession. Okay, fine. Nothing has ever really made sense for me in the way it does for other people. It's always been like easy puzzle pieces for Kay and Gwen, and I'm more like cereal, you know? Just sort of like floating, moving hopefully fast enough that I don't get soggy beyond repair. But the one thing that has always made sense, like always, without fail, has been being Kay's twin. If that's not real, then what the fuck is?
Phase one of the quest has been completed. Congrats.
Yeah, you're right. The high must finally be hitting.
No, it isn't.
Huh?
You haven't taken any drugs, dude.
Then what did we eat?
Rice Krispie Treats.
Regular Rice Krispie Treats?
Yeah, dude. You didn't think it was weird that they were in the original branded packaging?
I thought...
But please don't finish that sentence. I cannot in good conscience kill any more of your brain cells when I know for sure you've only got two good ones left doing the Mamba up there.
Okay, so this is everything I could find in the catalogs that fit your description. I went for anything that references a sword or a weapon wedged into anything solid instead of just looking for something in a stone. I know it's a wider scope, which also means more for us to go through, but the English language is actually really flimsy, and translations can be even weirder, so I didn't want to miss anything. So, we'll just go through it all, see if anything looks familiar, and then, I mean, a lot of this stuff is really, really old stuff, so some of it probably overlaps, and we can really dig in on it once we find something to go on. Is something wrong?
No, it's just that I have never seen someone be a bigger nerd than me.
Oh.
That's a good thing. Most of my friends are huge stoners. That makes it sound like the bar is low, which it's not what I meant.
No, I get it.
No, seriously. You know, Gwen's a chemist, or, like, we're working towards that.
A chemist stoner?
Sure, but she's, like, always so fucking cool about being smart, you know? Not that you're not. We just met. I was just saying that my friends make fun of me when I get excited about stuff like this, and it's cool that you're, you know, a nerd, in a good way.
Kay.
Yes?
Relax. I know what you meant, but we've got a ton of stuff here, and we're never gonna make it through it all if you don't stop worrying about offending me every time you say something, okay?
Right. You're sure you have time to help me?
It's literally in my job description. Let's dig in, yeah? Here. Why don't you start with those?
All right.
They're all early England, and I'll start with France.
All right.
What about this? It's more referencing the Lost Kingdom of Atlantis, I think, but there's a sword involved, wedged in a ship.
Nope. Those markings don't look right. Almost alien, don't you think?
Well, it would help if I had a better idea of what I was looking for. You really don't have a picture or anything?
No. I don't want to. I didn't need to take one. I have a photographic memory. I'll know when we find it.
Okay, I've got another idea. Just run me through the sword again, yeah? How long was it?
My arm length, plus maybe an extra hand.
And you said the hilt had a round edge?
Yeah, like a normal sword hilt where it edges out near the blade? No, a little longer than that. Yeah, that's right. And then a firm handle, almost kind of worn out where your hands go.
One hand or both?
You could fit both if you wanted, like one above the other, touching. Yeah, that's right.
And then a round piece?
Yeah, almost like a medallion placed at the edge. Yeah! Just like that.
You said there was writing on the blade.
I don't think I could explain that, though.
That's okay. Just show me where.
There, along the blade, and here, on the hilt.
This look kind of similar?
Yeah, that's it. You're really good.
Oh, thanks. It's just a hobby.
Sports are a hobby, dude. This is art.
It's really not. Wait. I've seen this before. Earlier. Where did I put it?
What century?
Pre-1400s, I'm pretty sure. It should be right... I knew it! I put it on the side because it didn't reference a stone or anything like it, but just a few lines about magic and destiny, but... I mean, that's the sword, right? In his hand? Kay? You all right?
You're gonna think I'm crazy.
We've been digging through folklore texts in 7 different languages for hours. Anyone would feel a little crazy after that.
No, that's the sword. And the guy holding it looks exactly like my brother.
Well, sure. It's a painting of an average European white guy with blue eyes. I mean, it looks like 18 people that have come through the library today alone.
No. You don't understand. Where did you find this? Was there anything else like it?
Hey. Whoa, calm down.
Was there anything else?
I'm sure there might be, but right now...
There has to be!
Hey, tell you what. We've been at this for 4.5 hours. Why don't you let me check some of these out for you, and then we can go get a cup of coffee, and you can tell me what's really going on, okay? There's a little place nearby that'll put little foam art of cute dogs in your latte.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Then we'll get you soy. Sound good?
Yeah. Soy. Okay.
Come in.
Miss Faye? I guess my supervisor said you wanted to see me.
Oh, hi. Gwen, right?
Yes.
Come in, have a seat. You can relax. I like to meet with all the interns on their first day. Give them the welcome speech.
Oh, that's very nice of you to take time out of your day, I mean.
That's how business should be done.
I really just want to thank you for this opportunity. I've totally been looking up to you since that profile you did in Teen Vogue in 2013.
Oh, God. The one when they put me in that horrible yellow pantsuit.
Right, yeah, horrible. I definitely didn't make my mom buy me one just like it.
I like you, Gwen. Your resume really sparked my interest.
You've seen my resume?
I read them all. I like to know what's going on in my company at every level.
Yeah, right, of course.
You don't have to take notes on this. There's not a test after.
Yeah, sorry. I just, excited to learn.
Your cover letter was very unique.
Oh, I thought my friend Kay said that no one actually reads cover letters. They just want to see that you actually attached one, but you...
Read your cover letter detailing out how to utilize 3 household items to create a home grow station? Yes.
Cool. And you hired me?
It was very accurate, actually. Listen, Gwen, I think you have a lot of talent. I'm hoping you can take a chance to focus it here on something that's perhaps a little more marketable, shall we say, than the way you're utilizing your talents now.
Thank you. This is actually really an incredible opportunity, and I'm just really grateful for it.
Well, make the most of it, please. And next time you need professional advice, swing by my office instead of asking your friends.
Right, yes, of course.
Have a good day, Gwen.
Thank you. You too. I mean, not a great first day, just a great day. Okay, thank you again. Just stop by the CEO's office next time I have a professional question, okay?
One soy latte with sugar-free vanilla syrup.
Ooh, thanks.
You trying to keep the weight off?
No. My mom wouldn't let us have sugar in the house when I was a kid, and now the full sugar stuff, makes me jumpy.
You jumpy?
All right, jumpier, I guess.
You want to let me in on why this sword is so important?
It's not really a big deal.
Big enough for you to look like you'd seen a ghost when we found that illustration.
Okay, so it's a huge deal, but it's gonna sound crazy.
I like crazy.
Oh. Are you sitting down? Oh, yeah, you're sitting down. I don't have a paper due.
No. I never would have guessed.
You have to promise. You have to promise not to get me kicked out of a law school or committed if I tell you.
As a meager librarian, I don't have that power. But I promise not to laugh. Okay. Seriously, you seem really spooked. Just let it out. No judgment.
Okay.
Izzy.
What, Arthur?
I hate. I hate.
Hate what?
Hate, man.
What man?
The man.
All man.
Do you see that?
My eyes are closed. What are you doing?
There's something out there.
So?
What do you mean, so? There's something out there.
And we're in here.
You don't hear that?
My ears are open.
But do you hear that? Seriously, something's casing us.
Oh, what do you think this is? Ocean's 11? Newsflash? Anything worth stealing in here is hidden under a fine layer of Cheeto dust.
What's wrong with Cheetos?
Nothing. I just shouldn't be able to taste them on your TV remote.
You can't.
Lick my palm.
No.
No. Because you would taste Cheeto dust.
No. Because 1, ew. And 2, someone is totally trying to break into my house.
No one is trying to break in.
There it is again. You seriously don't hear that.
Okay. I maybe heard something.
See, I'm telling you. We're gonna get robbed or murdered.
Oh, you're really starting to sound like Kay, dude.
But you hear it too?
Yeah, but I'm not jumping straight to murder. Who jumps straight to murder?
People who are probably going to get murdered. Okay, that's it. We're not dying today.
Okay, Sirio.
What?
Game of Thrones.
What do we say to the god of death?
Izzy, what the fuck are you talking
not
about?
Not today!
Someone's trying to break into the house and you want to get even higher than we already are?
If you're gonna do a death battle, don't you want to do it high?
It's a battle to the death. Just one hit, pass the bong over.
That's more like it.
You're right. We're relaxing. We're staying relaxed.
Huh. Are you expecting someone?
No.
Okay, then, want to tell me why there is a centaur knocking on your sliding glass door?
Oh, you see him too?
Oh, come on, not again.
It's too early for this.
Merlin.
Nope.
Merlin.
I can't hear you.
Merlin!
Fine, fine, okay. What? I'm here. Listening, Vivian.
He's coming.
I'm not ready.
Well, get your shit together and get ready. It's kind of your job.
Well, I quit.
You can't just quit, Destiny.
Sure I can. It is a shitty destiny.
He needs you.
Well, he doesn't even know that I exist.
You know he has the sword, Merlin. I know you can feel it.
It's just a fucking sword. Fine. Fine. But he doesn't need me to use it.
He's a huge fucking idiot, Merlin. But he has somehow managed to wake the world. And he's coming. Soon.
My life is over.
This life is just beginning.
This episode of The Sword and the Stoner was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Dylan McCollum as Arthur, Sam Meter as Merlin, James Oliva as Kay, Marissa Tandon as Gwen, Dallas Seeker as Lance, Lily Richards as Morgana, Mia Kadama as Izzy, and Lily Martinez as the Lady of the Lake. Our original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. Our next episode premieres in 2 weeks, but until then, you can join us at our website at tandonproductions.com. There, you can sign up for a free account where you'll gain access for updates, sneak peeks, and bonus content for the show before anyone else. You can click the link in the episode description or go to tandonproductions.com.